It's Spirit Week at Kenai Central High School, which is fitting since students are particularly excited to be back in class this year.
Do you think that you and your classmates have a greater appreciation for school having...
100%, yeah. I think everybody is so glad to be back here. So many people don't like the remote learning. It just gets hard. It's a lot more difficult to motivate yourself to do it.
That's junior Katie Stockton. She and her peers have just completed their first full week back at school in over 6 months and their third week of school this school year. The first two were remote. Schools in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District opened their doors back up last Tuesday because of reduced community transmission rates across the peninsula. Now, students can engage in the parts of high school that have been impossible to recreate over Zoom, like hallway socializing and after-school activities. Stockton's a cheerleader, and her team cheered at the football game last Saturday, their first in months. They've been practicing with masks and can sometimes even do stunts, but only when case counts are low, since stunting requires being closer than 6 feet away. Other sports teams, as well as the school's drumline, choir, and band, have also been allowed to reconvene. The latter two activities meet in the school's roomy auditorium, so students can be appropriately spaced as they sing and blow into their instruments. But most classrooms are not so spacious, making social distancing difficult, says Principal Brianna Randall.
Kenai Central is, you know, one of the largest, square footage-wise, is one of the largest campuses. But our classrooms aren't exactly big. And so we just made the decision that masks would be required, because even in the halls, you know, from one side of the hall to the other is just right at 10 feet.
Most agree mask compliance has been exemplary. When kids have their masks off for extended periods of time, like at lunch, only 3 kids are allowed at a table. Teachers are encouraged to take their kids on mask breaks outside, and administrators removed a scheduled break between second and third period so students wouldn't mingle in large groups during that time. Those extra minutes were pieced onto the end of other periods so students and teachers could sanitize their stations after class. Most of the sanitizing falls on the school's custodial staff. Brady Young is the high school's head custodian.
It's been great to have the students back. A lot more work on our part as far as the custodial team goes for disinfecting and trying to keep up with mandates. But it is wonderful to have the kids back and see the smiles on their face and them interested in being back in class.
Randall says she thinks seeing the kids after so many months apart was probably the greatest moment in her career as an administrator. On Spirit Day, she's sporting a brilliantly red Kenai Cardinal sweatshirt with pigtails sprouting from a cardinal-adorned baseball cap and mask. Assistant Principal Will Chevernack is in a similar getup. He says students and families seem thrilled to be back.
We had a survey that went out last summer. Families indicated whether they would like to be 100% remote or 100% live, and we were really close to that 80% mark of our families wanting to come back and be live.
Much of the onus to deliver a highly anticipated in-person semester is now falling on teachers, who must cater both to the face-to-face students and the 50 or so students who opted for a remote semester. Amanda Trower is a 10th and 12th grade English teacher at the high school.
The kids have done okay, but I think those first 2 weeks online really kind of threw them because they were used to last year's online not counting, and this year it does. So it was an adjustment for everyone. They're very excited to be back and be with their friends, but I also am able to hold them accountable easily compared to online, where I can just send an email or make a phone call.
On Monday, Trower is teaching a lesson in the library, a combined study of Frankenstein and The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. She says she's a little concerned that students are not buying into safety measures enough. Stockton, the junior, says she thinks kids are wearing masks because they're going through the motions, not because they take the virus seriously. The optimism about the year's successful start is palpable, an enthusiasm that is amplified Monday by the ubiquitous red and black Spirit Day garb. But the just as ubiquitous sanitation stations and posters about masking up serve as sobering reminders that the other shoe could drop at any time. Randall is alert to this tension.
That's not to say in the future it's not going to touch our school. You almost have to assume that it will. It's not a matter of, you know, if, it's when. And I'd like to think that we're ready for that.
But until the Central Peninsula creeps into the high-risk zone, 52 or more cases over 14 days per the district's plan, it's back to business at KCHS. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.